The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Nancy. She wants to get her son Jared for his birthday. Now, Jared works downtown at one of the nice hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call him as the advance team for Elton John.
Oh, okay.
And try to book, I don't know, maybe a whole floor of rooms. See how it goes.
Thank you for calling. Your name is Jared. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Jared. This is Levon. I'm calling from the advance team for Reginald Dwight. We're going to need to book your top floor for November of 2019.
Certainly, I can help you out with that, sir.
We sent over a rider already for some of the things we're going to need. I don't know if that was emailed to you or just to...
I don't have anything on file. What did you say the name was again?
It's Reginald Dwight.
No, I'm sorry. I don't see anything on file here. You want to just...
Okay, I can go over it with you, and then I'll make sure I'll get your email. We can send it directly to you so you know what we need. This is for the penthouse suite, really the top floor. For November 15th and the week leading into it, because you're going to need some prep time to get the room ready.
Okay.
I don't know if you've dealt with high-end celebrities. We got a little bit of a list here for you, okay?
Okay.
Keep things discreet, of course.
Certainly. We'll do our best to accommodate your client, sir.
Pretty standard stuff in the room for the furniture, like a 6-foot sofa. If you can get a tape measure, measure it, and send me a picture so we know that it's a 6-foot sofa. Very particular about the sofas. We need a love seat, 2 easy chairs, 2 table lamps, 2 floor standing lamps, a coffee table, 2 6-foot banquet tables with white linen tablecloths, 4 large green plants, and a large arrangement of colored flowers. No chrysanthemums, lilies, carnations, or daisies in that, okay? If you could just read that back to me so I make sure you got that.
Sir, I am so sorry. I didn't, I don't have a pen and paper. I didn't write it down. But definitely we can get an email.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to email these to you.
Okay.
And when it's tea time, Mr. Dwight likes his tea. We need that assortment of teas, coffee, sugar, uncut fresh lemons, English breakfast tea, of course.
Okay.
Do you want to read that back to me?
Sure, again, I apologize. I don't have a list of items, and I'm writing all this stuff down.
Oh, okay.
I wonder, you said this person was a celebrity?
Reginald Dwight, yeah. It's a farewell tour that he's coming through town.
Okay.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour.
You mind my asking, is it Elton John?
Well, I thought we were going to keep this discreet.
certainly, sir. Yes. Was wondering, because my mom's a big fan.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. Definitely no eye contact can be made when Mr. Dwight enters the hotel. Everyone should be looking down. No selfies, no requests for autographs. Glad your mom's a fan. That's great.
We can try to tell our staff. I can put a note here and try to tell our staff to avoid eye contact. I obviously can't control the guests that he might interact with.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he has security or something, because we can't stop people from coming up and asking for selfies and whatnot.
Well, that's why we like to block off the entire floor. What we'd like to do is any of the hotel staff that has access to the floor when we are there should be dressed as the cast of The Wizard of Oz. If we need a Dorothy, we need a Tin Man, we need a Cowardly Lion, we need a Scarecrow. This is the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road tour, and it's a theme. We also are going to need the carpet leading up to the penthouse suite taken out, and we're going to need Yellow Brick Road carpet leading to the penthouse suite.
Is this a standard at every hotel he goes to?
Standard. This is a standard rider. Also, do you have any antique radios that actually work?
The radios that we have are pretty state-of-the-art.
Mr. Dwight prefers listening to the local radio stations. It gives him a little flair for what city he's in. They should all be set to WROR 105.7, if possible.
Is there a specific type of radio? Why that station? Is that just one that he likes?
Are you familiar with the station?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know that they like to prank call people for their birthday?
Are you kidding me?
Jared, this is Brian Bell from the Lorne and Wally Show. And this is a Brian Bellbuster.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh, my God.
Yeah, your mom, Nancy, said it was your birthday and we should give you a call. And you're always messing with her for liking Elton John so much.
I should have known. What are the chances that Elton John would be calling me after I razzed her about it so hard? Oh.
So happy birthday.
Oh, man. Her birthday's coming up. Can you guys call her then?
Absolutely. We can help you with that. Hey, have a great birthday. Thanks for listening, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.